Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's very different to here, and I love being there because I manage, is what I was telling before, like, I drive cars, bikes, high falls, horses, stair falls, like, anything, because there's no one else to do it. So they were like, oh, could you do that? I was like, yeah, could you do that? I was like, yeah. So I learned everything on set.
Hello and welcome to Cunning Stunts with myself, David Holmes. Ever since I was a teenager, I've been performing as a stuntman on feature films. And for 10 years, I was the stunt double for Harry on the Harry Potter films. Whilst preparing a stunt for the final film in the series, I suffered a spinal injury that had the effect of paralysing me from the chest down and ending my career. However, in the decades since the accident, my love of stunts, the stunt performer community and movies has never wavered. So I'm starting this podcast to highlight and pay tribute to the amazing performers who make up the stunt community, giving you first-hand accounts of the work that goes into crafting some of the mind-blowing action scenes you've seen on films such as Star Wars, Mission Impossible and The Avengers, while also revealing the grit, talent and bravado of those that risk their lives in the name of entertainment. One quick note, the other voice you'll hear occasionally is Dan Radcliffe, one of my best friends and acting double on the Harry Potter films. He's been sitting in on some of these interviews. Right, thanks for tuning in again. And today you're going to hear our interview with the lovely Guilmar Alonso. Guilmar was born and raised in Spain and grew up around horses and sport. She was a Spanish show jumping champion and studied physiotherapy at university. But it was her love of horses and her connection to that industry which led her to becoming a stunt performer. Since then, she has taken the journey from Spain to the UK and become part of the British Stunt Register and community. Guilmar has an amazing list of credits and has doubled many leading ladies, including Penelope Cruz, Gemma Arterton, and Emma Watson. So here's our interview with Guilmar. Hope you enjoy. Brilliant. Well, thanks for joining us today. Do you mind just giving us your name and how long you've been involved in stunts, please?
Guilmar Alonso. First day shooting stunts, it was 2001.
And what was that?
It was a funny one because they were looking for an actor that can talk and ride at the same time.
Yep.
Horse riding.
Yep.
So I thought, I'll do it.
And then
here I am.
Here you are.
So 16 years later, nearly.
So you grew up in Spain?
I grew up in Spain.
Spanish family?
Yes.
And your connection to the stunt industry in Spain was through horses, am I correct?
Yeah, first job was through horses.
Yeah. And you were a competitive show jumper? Or?
Yeah, I was a Spanish champion, horse jumping.
Are you a champion?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, and then also I know that you're also wakeboarding competitive as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, my mum and dad, that like my mum was European champion, like athletic. My dad was a Spanish champion, so they really involved like all kind of sports. We did skiing, snowboarding, Spanish champion as well, wakeboarding as well.
So, really?
Yeah, basically so, all-time sports around.
Yeah. You're the only one in your family that's taken your sporting background and turned it into a career, am I correct?
Yes. My dad is a doctor. Yeah. Mum is obviously helping him.
Yeah.
Sister is a lawyer. Brother is like, they all started careers. I did as well, but I'm the only one that ended up in the other route.
Right, because you was going to go become a physio?
I did study physiotherapy and osteopathic for like 2 years after.
Yeah. But what do your family think of you working in the stunt industry now?
They didn't understand in the beginning. And they were like, oh, that's a way for her to get enough money while she's doing the career and all that. I was like, I'm going to do this for life now.
Yeah.
My dad wasn't very into it because obviously he knows we might get hurt and all that.
Yeah.
But I just kind of tell them after the job what I've done. So...
Yeah. I remember I went home once and Mum was like, what do you do today? I was like, oh, we just tested this fire gear out of my arm. She's like, don't tell me anymore.
They do worry. Yeah. But...
Now, we worked together on Prince of Persia.
I was doubling
Gemma Arterton.
Yeah,
what a lovely film that was. Just great to work on. But can you just list off some of the other films that you've worked on, please?
Oh, God, I'm really bad for this. I've got a short memory. But Prince of Persia... James Bond, Casino Royale, Bourne Ultimatum, The Last Bourne, they don't even know how they're called. Obviously, Star Wars, like two or three films. Mission Impossible, really, recently. The Mummy.
The new one?
The new one, yes. Yeah. Lots of them that I'm missing on the way,
Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman, really empowering to have all strong stunt women there, you know, doing proper jobs, you know, really like proper horse falls, full fight routines and full reactions. What was your experiences on that film?
It was kind of shocking in a very, very good way that there were like amazing supermodels. I'm talking about like the top supermodels, the top fitness models, like huge, big, amazing, good-looking extras, stands out of the register. And you were like, oh, my God, that is going to be so horrible when we are all on set. And it was so nice. Everyone get on so well. Like, I don't know, the people in the horses do their job. The other ones on the floor fighting. Like, the girls looking beautiful. But it was really, there was, like, really, really good group of people. It was really nice.
You mentioned earlier that they're basically... There was just you. There's not many people doing your job in Spain, so there was a lot of work.
It's not. It's very different to here, and I love being there because I manage, is what I was telling before, like, I drive cars, bikes, high falls, horses, stair falls, like, anything, because there's no one else to do it. So they were like, oh, could you do that? I was like, yeah, could you do that? I was like, yeah. So I learned everything on set. I didn't do any courses, anything. Obviously, you've got your background, like, sporty ability or whatever. But I'm sure if the news coming to the register, they don't let them drive horses, like drive cars, because if you're not a car driver, they just don't call you and they call the ones that do it.
Right.
So for me, it was amazing.
And
it
then how have you found... So then when you came to here, did you then have to do the register?
I didn't have to.
Okay, cool.
But I did it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I think if you go to a country that is set up a different way than in your country. It's only respect for the people that went through it.
Right.
So I wanted to do it and I did it.
And what is it like, what has been your experience of being, you know, a woman in what is essentially it used to be like a very, very male-dominated world. Do you feel like you have to prove yourself? Do you have to work harder or be tougher or any of that stuff?
It's funny as that, because we normally, like, even in Prince of Persia, you were like, what? Between Moroccan, Spanish, everyone, there must have been like 50 stunt guys. And it was me and Joe McLaren as girl.
Wow. Two.
That was it. And normally it's like 20 and you're one. Mm. And it is kind of weird, but they look after you really good. But also, you're always wearing the wrong clothes. Like guys, they do a car knockdown, they wear long, and you're in shorts. I'm like, great, no pads. And normally the girl gets more battered. Well, the guys always were like, Wonder Woman, we were like in shorts and the guys were like big things to wear pants underneath.
You've got to be tougher.
Absolutely, yeah. Like,
that is the, yeah.
So just want to list off, done a stairfall?
Yeah, yesterday.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Car knockdown?
Yes.
Fire job?
Yes.
Horse fall?
Loads.
What else can we list? Anything in water?
Yes.
Been drowned?
Loads.
I feel like, it might be easier, is there anything you haven't done that you want to?
Hey, I want to redo everything again, let's say. But it's nothing that I have to tick that say, okay, I need to do that.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I know that you've doubled some amazing actresses as well. Do you mind just sharing us some of the people, or I should say actors, some of the actors that you've worked with, please?
Oh, yes. Karina Moreno in James Bond, Gemma Arterton, Prince of Persia.
Am I right that you have quite a good working relationship with Penelope Cruz?
Penelope Cruz is one of my favourites.
Yeah, and you've doubled her a few times.
Lots of times. Nearly every time she works, I double her. I just did Murder in Oriental Express as well.
Yeah.
It was really fun to work in.
Murder on the Orient Express.
Yes.
Cool. Oh, wicked.
I can't wait to see it.
That's yeah, I'm excited about that as well.
Nice. And in your career, any films or any stunts or stunt women that have inspired you? Or even maybe, you know, action actresses?
To be honest, like, I didn't see the world like you guys see it because first I was in Spain. So for me, it was a way of having fun with my friends and doing something that I like. And as long as my coordinator said, oh, my God, you did such a good job, that for me was, like, way enough than nothing.
Now... Obviously, there's two of you working in stunts. And congratulations, by the way,
on
the wedding.
Thank you, it was so nice.
Does Ashley worry about you going to work and do you worry about Ashley going to work?
It's funny because I do worry more. Every time he has to do a stunt, I was like, I wish it was me doing it.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, oh. But he's, obviously, his career more into, like, fighting, fight choreographer and all that. So I'm really happy. Like, because I'm, like, a smasher. Like,
Yeah.
And he's, like, more delicate to other things.
I think I remember one of the vivid scenes I remember from Prince of Persia is when you were just in the middle of a stampede, just, you know, the two of you on a horse and there was 55 horses around you, all stampeding out.
Yeah.
It was just crazy.
It was crazy. And the horses were like Moroccan horses, so you don't know them as good as.
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah.
And you've always worked with horses. Do you find that's where you're most comfortable in the stunt industry?
Yeah.
For yourself?
I will say, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I know all the guys, quite a few of the guys have done a few horse pulls, but can you just explain the dynamics of actually bringing a horse to the ground? And
you start from zero, obviously, with, like, wires, ropes, things like that, to teach the horse. Once the horse can do it, which I believe is the most difficult part to teach the horse, you'll have to choose a good horse that is a stand horse, like a stand people. They need to want to. Basically, you do gallop. Once the leg is up on the air, you try to time it, unless it's this mark and you have to do it yes or yes, even the leg is down.
Yeah.
And you literally just go for it.
So you bring the hand close up to the
forward,
reins.
Forward, then normally I pick up this one also. So you're very close to the bit and you just pull up.
And that will bring the neck back.
Neck all the way to the right.
And they would learn to roll.
You just have to make sure you get your little leg up.
Your leg up, yeah.
You have, like, a special stirrups, leather, so you don't damage the horse.
Yeah.
And then it's lots of action. Like, you can jump, you can roll. Normally, I wait until his bum touches the floor so I don't have a high fall.
Yeah.
And then you just, depend on the horse, stay or roll out if he's going to roll so he doesn't catch you.
And then on Fast and Furious, I think 6 or 7 it was?
Six.
You done a truck to car transfer? Or?
I was doubling Michelle Rodriguez. See, I forget all the doubles I do. I just forget. But she was a different one. She was really nice. I love her. And we've been going through loads. I have lots of transfers. One that was a bit dodgy one. It was in a Jeep with no roof. And I have to jump from that Jeep to a track that inside supposed to be there.
Right, okay, so two vehicles. One vehicle you're in with no roof.
Yeah.
You've got a wire over the top of you.
Attached to the track.
To the track.
And I'm jumping. He's not assisting me, I'm not nothing. It's just for not letting me down if something goes wrong.
Right, so both vehicles going along and you're on the wire just to make sure that you don't ever hit the floor and you've got to jump from one vehicle, open roof, into the top of the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And no assistance, no dampener. No. You've done all the jump. The wires there just for a safety.
Yeah, I did Sahara, doubling Penelope.
Yeah.
Back on day, it was like no wires, no nothing. I was galloping in this camel with no bit, like, and jumped to a train in movement.
But so wait. You did that. You're on a camel.
There's a train by next to you, and from the camel, you have an elastirup. You hold it and you jump into the train with no wires and nothing.
No
but
wires.
I know it sounds ridiculous, but I trust myself. I know what I can do. If I don't like it, I just hold the camera and say, can we do it again? So on Fast and Furious, I say, can we do it without a wire? Yeah. And everyone were like, what? No, health and safety, this and that. I was like, If I can't see it, I don't jump. I just don't like wires for transfers. Yeah. Unless it's a platform underneath and they, you know what I mean? They don't see it and then you fall into that. So they say, no wire. Like, you have to have a wire. Like, great.
Now, we've asked a few people, but do you mind listing off some of the injuries you've either picked up training or in your early career as stump form or even now?
I've been really lucky. I've been really unlucky with wires because, like, all the little incidents, it was a major accident, but all the incidents was wire work.
Yeah.
Because you can't do nothing. It's not on you.
Yeah.
So you just have to kind of be there and wait.
Yeah.
And then all the injuries I have, the major ones, those two in my sports, like I broke both cross ligaments, wakeboarding, the motocross, I did my collarbone. So nothing was on the stand set unless little bits like...
Yeah, like a bruise and
bruises and lots of that, but nothing broken. So
nothing on camera. We're
no
always
on camera,
just
no.
Rehearsing. Or
rehearsing. That's what you get more...
Always, yeah.
Is rehearsing because then you time it, you do it perfect, and then on the day you know what it is. Do you know what I mean? The rig is not what to put the things, what to do that. Yeah. But it's rehearsals where we get really bad.
Yeah. And do you love your job?
I love it.
Yeah. Could you do anything else now?
I hope I could do, but I just don't know. Sometimes when you're like working in a big long movie and it's a little bit boring, you go like, oh God, I'm gonna step away. But you step away for a week and you're like, oh, happy to come back.
Yeah, of course.
It's that thing, but I love it.
And what do you think it is about stunt people that sets you apart from the rest of us? Like, what is it that you all have in common that makes you go, yeah, I'm gonna do the crazy dangerous thing and I'm gonna love it?
I don't know, but it's very weird. Like, I have to say, because lots of people go like, oh, I need to get out of the industry. My best friends are in the industry. Like, we get on so well. We get on, like, inside and outside. We really look after each other. But we've got all these... It's like Yon syndrome, like Peter Pan syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
You think you can do always everything. And yeah, I don't know.
We all think we're indestructible, don't
yes,
we?
Yes, and also we, as weird as it sounds, I think we like pain. I like to feel sore. I don't know.
There's something about it. You know that.
I like to feel sore.
Right? The morning after a job when you can't even sit up in bed, you just get rolled out of it. It's like, oh yeah, I've done a good job yesterday.
Yes, and then you're on the car walking around. It's like, yeah, it's just, I did, you go to uni, but it's like when you do an exam and you've done it so good, you're so happy about yourself, but better feeling.
Yeah. yeah, but the exam is jumping from a camel onto a train.
Yes, and you're like, yes, I did it.
Gilmar, thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
Thanks very much. All right, thanks again to everyone for tuning in and thanks to Gilmar for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this episode on Cunning Stunts. We'll have another one for you next week. Until then, take care and please subscribe. Ripple Production podcast series produced by myself, David Holmes, and Amy Stairs. Sound recording, editor and music by Joe Lamb. To find out more about us, please visit our website, www.rippleproductions.co.uk or follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.